Good morning. I'm reading this morning from Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 16. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints." Then the angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God." At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dripped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Mark. Well, this is our second last message in the book of Revelation. As you know, it's just a panorama look at the book. We're not drilling down much into any particular passage, but we looked at last time the tribulation, the time when God pours out his judgment on this world, when the sins of the world had become so bad, and the rejection of the message of salvation and grace had gotten to the point where it was impossible for them, for the people at that time, that will be at that time, to receive Christ and to have eternal life. And so the world was ripe for judgment. Today we're looking at the victory of the Lamb. So we've come through that tribulation period, and now the victory of the Lamb of God. There was a Christian college student group that used to play